Is the ideal possible? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Is the ideal possible? That's a really good question. We're all too happy to settle for maybe it'll work. It's okay. It's good. It's not the best, but it's good. And we want really the ideal. We want really the finest. We want really the greatest. As Sir Churchill said, I'm easily satisfied with the very best. Well, are you and am I easily satisfied with the very best? Is it possible for me to experience the ideal? Is it possible that the ideal can be something that I know in my life? Well, yes, it is. It's possible that I may know the ideal in my world, in my lifetime. But for me to know the ideal means that I have to, every single moment of my life, stand firm for the realization of what the ideal is. Now, we make affirmations and we make statements and we think that they're wonderful and we think that's nice and we think that wouldn't it be nice if it were really true? Well, now, if we say, wouldn't it be nice if it were really true, we don't believe in it. We are taking away the power of the affirmation. We're taking away the power of the affirmation. Now, if you say, as I've so often said, 2 times 2 is 4, you're saying a mathematical principle, and you may not understand it. You may not believe it. You may not comprehend what it pretends to stand up for. But it is a principle. We know it's a principle. It is true. We know that it's true. But sometimes it appears not to be true. Sometimes when our mathematics are adding and subtracting and multiplying and so forth are incorrect, we come up with an incorrect answer and we think, surely that must be wrong. Something must be wrong here because this is what it adds up to. These are what the figures add up to it. Well, our life is just that way. Our life is just that way. We know the ideal. We stand forth for the ideal. But when there's doubt in our mind that the ideal really is what the ideal is, then we begin to fall all apart. Then we begin to fail to know what's really true. Is the ideal possible? Is it possible for you to be perfect? Is it possible for you to live forever? Is it possible for you to be living in a body that is all-knowing mind, a body that is all perfect, a body that is neither good nor bad nor right nor wrong? It just is, and it's ideal, and it's always good. Now, is that a possibility? You say, well, it's something that we think might be pretty nice if it really could happen. Well, all of these doubtful thoughts tear us away from the ideal. They tear us away from the real. They tear us away from that which exists forever and ever and ever. The ideal in anything stands clear and firm at all times. The ideal cannot be fooled with. The ideal cannot be changed. The ideal cannot be varied in any way. No matter how much we want to do it to fit into what works or what doesn't work, the ideal always stands forth clear, crystal clear, true, absolute true at all times. Now, how do we stand up for the ideal? How do we stand up for what we are? Now, let's just take this phrase we use so often. Return to our original purity and integrity. Now, if you and I can return to our original purity and integrity, we're no good. If you and I can return to our original purity and integrity, we are no good. Oh boy, that's a heavy-duty statement, isn't it? Why do I say that? Because if our original purity and integrity indeed exists, if it indeed is a fact, if it indeed was, is, and always will be, then how can we return to something that we always were, always are, and always will be? How can we return to something that already exists? The logic of that loses. The truth of that loses. The effect of that loses. Now, why do I say the effect of that loses? Well, the effect of that loses from the point of view that if you say, I want to return, what you're doing is you're saying, I am not now that which I was from the very beginning. Have you been created as an ideal being and as an ideal essence of life? Are you in essence ideal? And of course the answer is yes. Can you return to something which you are? No. Can you be something which you are not? No. Can you search for something and claim something which you wish but are not? No. You can claim and wish and want. That's very true, but that doesn't mean you're going to bring that fact into being. Now, that's the games we play. That's the games we play all the time. We play it. We love games, and we play it and we play it. But if we're going to be the very best, if we're going to be the ideal and know that the ideal is not only possible, but the ideal is a reality. The ideal is our reality. The ideal is what, who, and as we are, and we can never be more or less than the ideal that we are. The important thing for us is to turn our attention to what is the ideal. How do we think about the ideal? How do we think our original purity and integrity? How can we think in that framework? Well, our original purity. Are we created pure at the outset? Are we the ideal at the outset? Are we magnificent at the outset? And have we ever changed? Now, we've not changed. We've not changed at all. Our original purity and integrity was, is, and always is there. Now, we play the game that we are not what we are. We can play a game that we are not a man and we are a man, and we're not a woman and we are a woman, we're not a child and we are a child. And we say, well, give me 10 years and I'll be an adult, and give me a few years here or there, I'll be a mother or a father. Give me this responsibility, that opportunity. Well, you always were a father. You always were a mother. You always were all that you can and will express at one point or more in your life. We sometimes run away from that. We run away from it because we say, I am not expressing at the moment all that I am. And we are not out picturing at the moment all that we are. We can. If you're a genius, can you always outpicture that you're a genius? Yes. If you're a genius, you can always outpicture that you're a genius. Now, you may not be a genius in all areas from your point of view. You are a genius in all areas, whether you like it or not, whether I care about it or not. I cannot run away from my reality, my original purity and integrity of being the genius. Now, that I express a part of that genius is wonderful. That I express all of that genius at all times is super. Am I ready to be so perfect, be so true to my original purity and integrity that that's all I know and that's all I express and that's all that I am. Well, if that's true, if that's my choice, and of course there you see, my choice, if that's my choice to be my original purity and integrity, which I am, rather than pretending that I'm not, if my choice is to be that, then I don't have to return to anything. I just express it because it's already there. It's already me. It's already the I am that I am. It's already the allness that I am. Yes. It's a pretty exciting thought. It's a pretty exciting idea. As Churchill said, I'm easily satisfied with the very best. Well, let's leave out the word best, the very. I'm easily satisfied with the best. Now, how do we get to our ideal? I'm easily satisfied with my ideal self. I'm easily satisfied with being the reality that I am. I'm easily satisfied in the allness that I am, the wholeness that I am, the wonder that I am, the fabulous qualities of life that I am. I'm easily satisfied with that. Oh, yes, I am. I'm easily satisfied. But am I also satisfied with less than all that I am? From time to time, yes. Do I want to be satisfied with less than all that I am? No. No, I don't. But I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Perhaps all too much. I'm doing it all too much. And is that where I want to be? Is that how I want to be? Do I want to be my ideal self? Do I want to be my reality? Do I want to be the allness that I am? Do I want to be all that I ever will be, can be, and all that I ever am? Yes, I do. It's not a possibility. The possibility that I will express it is there, but it is always there. That is my reality. That I don't express it is my choice, because I do not stand up firmly at all times to say, I am genius. I am wonderful. I am fabulous. I am glorious. I am good. When I stand up for that, wow, the whole world looks at me and says, yes, that's me too. That's me too. Because they recognize in us, in our high quality of awareness, that it's their high quality of awareness too. And as they recognize that in themselves, they see it in us. And as they see it in us, they see it in themselves. This is where it's always at. I am not a possibility thinker or a probability being. I am an actuality person. I'm not a human being living from moment to moment hoping things will get better. I am living in my reality, which says all is in divine order right now, and all is perfect right now, and all is wonderful right now. And when I think that way and live that way and be that way, then my life truly is one of the most exciting adventures that I could ever want for myself, and what I could ever be for myself. Whatever my choice is, I am that I am. I am all good. I am all pure. I am my original purity and integrity right now, 100%. And I love it. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. But it's my choice. I can fall off the wagon easily. I can make myself believe that things are not the way they are. But when I can train myself to see the reality and live the reality and be the reality, then I am the reality. And how great it is. How great it is. Have a lovely, lovely reality, my friends. I love you. I love you. I love you.